one thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh,
what do you think? I think for me, I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports.
This is the place where sports beans collide. Dead in Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth Bienz. Joining me on the show, we got Nikki Duce.
What it do?
My co-captain, the crew. On via Zoom, we got Manny. What's going on, brother? For any given Sunday,
what's good? What's good? What's good?
Shelton Jay,
what's happening, man? What's happening?
And FIFO 24/7.
What it do?
They the AKA the Digital Underground. That's y'all. I'll never see y'all niggas in the studio no more. What? Manny got an excuse. All right?
It's COVID, man. It's COVID, man. We adhering to CDC policies, man. That's the excuse.
All right.
They put you in the corner, Manny. You at the hospital or you at the crib?
I'm in my bedroom, man. Wifey's in law school right now. She's recording something, and I'm in the bedroom. So yeah, here I am.
They put you by the bathroom or is that a closet door?
That's the bathroom right there. That's the bathroom.
Okay. You can always tell by the door.
Boy, you can tell.
Sure
can.
Yeah.
But let's get back into the NFL sports talk.
Hey, Nick. Nah, bro. Hey, what you say about Tom Brady? Oh, you don't even see how they going to make the playoffs, huh?
I was going to get to
Tom Brady old as hell, huh?
You don't even let the man set up properly. You just going right into it, huh?
He just want to get right into
it. I feel it.
I want my apologies from you and everybody in this chat that called me crazy for saying that they were the biggest threat. I need that.
I'll give you your props on this, Shelton. You did go 2-0 last week for the picks. You're now the lead dog at 7-5 so far in the playoffs. Me and Ken are tied for second, 6-6. But yeah, man. So let's just jump right into it, I guess. That the conference title games. We start off with Did we start off with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Tampa Bay and Green Bay, or is that the last game?
No, that was the first game. That was the first game. And hold on, Nick. Shelton, you also brought a couple of people onto the show that thought me and you was crazy about Tom Brady and this whole Tampa Bay. One of the two life stews and the other buddy too. I can't remember his name. You know I'm bad with names. There's no disrespect.
Karan Riley.
Bad with names. Yep. So look. At the end of the day, I betted against Tom Brady, right? I picked Aaron Rodgers because I thought they was hot in this, then the third. And you know what, man? I'm gonna do it again. I know I'm jumping the gun. I'm gonna bet against Tom Brady again. We'll dive into that.
Already? But Tom Brady, already?
We're not doing our Super Bowl picks. Yeah, slow down. Just go talk about the game.
I know. Hey, I'm getting it. Hey, you see the shirt? You see the shirt? Hey, I had to get it off my chest. It gotta come off my chest, Nick, because you be talking crazy as hell and be trying to make everybody else feel and sound crazy, but you the one that's really crazy, bro.
Go ahead. You keep going. Godfather? Shit. What else you got to say?
Hey, look, Nick, you be wrong a lot, bro. You be the most wrong on this show. You was wrong about the Lakers and LeBron. You wrong about Tom Brady and him being the GOAT. You wrong, bro.
That's it.
We can name your wrongs too, FIFO, and they stack
you
up.
You got way more than mine.
I don't know about that. But if you want to get my thoughts, I'll say this. I've been hating on Tom Brady all season long, from the preseason, from the rooter to the tutor, to the preseason, to the postseason. I said 9-7, not make the playoffs. I said they wasn't going to get far.
9-7? Shit.
I said he was washed up.
Damn,
I'm going to keep my words on that because – Tom Brady, well, hold on. I mean my words on this. To get to the Super Bowl, I did not expect that. He has proven to be the difference maker along with other players as well. The difference maker for this team and their success. That's all I really got to say.
That shit pained him, boy.
Boy, I didn't even want to come out today.
You're being hella disrespectful. You said Tom Brady and other players. What other players? All of those guys was there last year, bro.
No, they weren't.
Was there last year.
No, they weren't.
Okay, Fournette wasn't the difference. Antonio Brown wasn't. Was Antonio Brown the difference? Who's the difference? All right.
Ty Bowles.
Okay, see.
This nigga said Ty Bowles.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to be critical? Because I can still say Tom Brady ain't been, bro. All right, nah, I ain't Tom. No, nah, I
see, but, you see? You will see? You're riling him up. You're riling him up.
Okay, take the back seat.
I'm chilling.
Look, they got a lot of people added to that because they know Tom Brady just ain't got it like he used to. Mm. And that's fine. That's fine. We understand that. He needs a little bit more support. We get it. Look, when you get old, sometimes you need a cane to walk. That's just how it is. It just happens. It just happens. Sometimes you're a little slow getting out of
sometimes
bed.
Sometimes you need that little chair on the staircase. The movie
listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. Tom Brady's playoffs
wasn't a byproduct of Tom Brady, if we're being completely honest. If we can we be completely honest? What did Drew Brees do to the game before? He wet the bed, didn't he?
Hey, it was terrible.
We're not talking about Drew Brees. We're not talking about Drew Brees.
What does Drew Brees have to do with anything?
At the end of the day, Tom Brady had to make the plays and put up the points. He's not the one out there tackling people. He's not out there kicking field goals.
What's your point, Ken?
At the end of the day, he did his job.
The point he's making is that you could argue that Tom Brady was the worst quarterback this past Sunday playing in a title game. You could argue that. Don't act like you didn't see three interceptions in the second half. The reason why we're mad at Aaron Rodgers is because, like, how the fuck did he not convert three possessions that come from turnovers?
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up.
So it ain't about Tom Brady. Let me get this out. It's white man luck, like I was going to
say. Yes, Nick's absolutely right. Let me get this out. Before you made a point, Tom Brady out there tackling people. You know who was out there tackling people that got Aaron Rodgers off the field? It was that defense. Not you. Somebody said it on one of the shows. The wrong TB. Ryan Clark said it. Ty Bowles was the one that made the difference.
I said Tom Brady
choked that game away. He threw two interceptions.
Choked the game away? Ken, how can you say that? Like, what?
Hold on. Let me ask one question. Which team scored more points?
Tampa was a better team on Sunday, without a doubt. Tampa was a better team. Tampa was a better team for four quarters. Let's be honest. If we're keeping it 100, Tampa was the best team on the football field on Sunday. They physically dominated Green Bay.
Yes.
On the line of scrimmage. They physically dominated Green Bay. On both lines of scrimmage. Because Green Bay's defensive line didn't do anything. I don't even think they rushed Brady a little bit in the second half. And that's what caused some of those interceptions. And let's be fair, one of those interceptions was that was Brady just making a terrible throw. But a couple of them were some like the Mike Evans ones. Like, what is Mike Evans doing? Like, Mike Evans has got to catch that one. So, but for all the things that you're saying about Tom Brady, Ken. Brady just knows how to make certain throws. Like, they needed a first down to basically ice the game. What happens? Brady makes the throw. You know what I'm saying?
Did that throw get completed? Or was that a pass interference that was iffy based on how they was calling the game?
How many drops did Brady have? We talk about interceptions.
I'm saying that Brady is the beneficiary of other motherfuckers fucking up.
But you can say that about any quarterback.
No, I'm not saying that about any quarterback. You don't even have to argue that. Here's the thing. Brady showed up.
Exactly.
That's really all you
Is that what you call? That's what you call
yes.
showing up?
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Yes. You know what?
Dominant first half. He had some picks in the second half, but I mean, he made chances backed up by Ty Bowles. I said that the defense, it was a team effort because the defense showed up too.
Brady outplayed Rodgers in the first half, without a doubt.
Yeah, without Brady making those plays, they wouldn't be in contention in the first place. So Brady did what he had to do to win that game, and they won the game. I said that.
Aaron Rodgers didn't. The
defense was going to show up. I said that about Tampa Bay's defense, and we'll talk about Kansas City later, but I told you that team was going to play. I said they were picking at the right time.
Sheldon, I gave you your credit to start the show. You called you were the most correct person when it came to picking the games.
I went 2-0. I had the Chiefs and the Bucks.
Yeah, he had Chiefs and the Bucks.
I'm sorry.
Wait, so I'm 7-6 now?
You're 6-6.
Still?
Yeah. So you got the Super Bowl to so hopefully get you over. But my thing is this when it comes to Tom Brady. Because sometimes I feel like people are not watching the game. Really? When it comes to, like, they have these rose-colored glasses of Tom Brady wins, that's all that matters. And it's like, but there's more context to it than that.
Yes, like you guys, of course.
You guys are glossing over 3 turnovers in the second half in the NFC title game. That's not something that you should be doing.
Brady was terrible in the second half. I don't think anybody's going to argue with that.
If was the fifth, we'd all be drunk. But if you told me the second half Tom Brady's going to throw 3 picks and Aaron Rodgers is the other quarterback who's going to get those possessions, I would be like, okay, the Packers should win that game easily, right?
Absolutely.
But Rodgers didn't show up like you mentioned before. Rodgers didn't show up like he should have in that second half.
Didn't show up is a little strong. Show up. He played well. Rodgers played well, but Rodgers didn't win the game. There was a point in that game where Rodgers needed to just get the ball and be like, yo, I'm taking my team home. And he didn't do that. 2 straight possessions, 28-23, off an interception, and they didn't score any points. That can't happen.
I'm just saying, when you guys talk about Tom Brady in the championship game, he went 20 for 36, 280 yards. His completion percentage was under 56%, and he had 3 touchdowns and 3 picks.
Nick, but nobody is arguing. No one is arguing that. No one is like, no
word.
No, y'all was just about to say Tom Brady is whatever the fuck y'all was about to say. Like, nah.
You didn't even let us finish.
Tom Brady's leadership throughout this season has been showing up and has taken this team to this level.
Yes.
However, Tom Brady himself, if the team had to count on Tom Brady for throws or to win a game, I don't think that's going to happen.
Correct. Oh, my God. You make a valid point and then you go extreme with it.
This is why your name is disrespect. And my phone is Nick Disrespect, because you are highly disrespectful when it comes to some of the greatest that ever done what they do, because you are expecting perfection for the duration of the game. You are human the same way that person is human, regardless of the fact that however many turnovers he threw, he played good enough to win the game, and he put his team in position at the end of the first half and at the end of the game to win the game. That's what he did. That's what great players do. They win the damn game, bro. And I, as much as I love Aaron Rodgers, and y'all know that, right? Like, I love Aaron Rodgers. I hate it on Tom Brady as well. But at the end of the day, this man has been to 10 Super Bowls, and you cannot sit over there with that half pink a hoodie and tell me that Tom Brady wasn't a main factor into the majority of those Super Bowl appearances, bruh.
The factor.
We're not talking about his lifetime achievement award.
This one is an epitome, and it's a microcosm of his entire career, bro.
I'm only talking about Sunday's game.
He played a MAGA Henneke, whatever his name is. The only reason he got to the Super Bowl, and this is to his credit, is that he didn't fuck up worse than the other quarterbacks did. Worse than the other teams.
Come on, Ken. Like, Ken, come on. Like, come on. Hold on.
What's going on here? Wait a minute. What's the issue with Tom Brady?
Apparently, Brady is the reincarnation of Trent Dilfer, according to Nick
I started the show saying Tom Brady's leadership got him here. He was the difference maker from the Bucks last year.
But you're acting like it's Peyton Manning on that Broncos Super Bowl where he barely could throw the football like past 20 yards.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Hey. Hold on.
Stop saying white man looking like to me, man. And he looking like Peyton Manning back in that time.
It's Tom Manning.
Let me ask you a couple questions, bro. Because you need to clarify this, bro. You need to clarify this. Today, right now, right? And obviously, if a fifth, all that stuff you be saying. Who you taking if Dak Prescott was healthy? Tom Brady or Dak Prescott right now?
I'm taking... Why are you picking Dak Prescott?
That's where I'm starting, bro. Because that's one of your people that you like that's trash. Go ahead. Who would you take? Tom Brady or Dak Prescott right now today? If Dak Prescott's 100% healthy.
Oh my God.
I'm not answering that question, people.
I know you're not. Because you're proving my damn point.
How you not answering that question? How you not answering that question? That should be an easy question.
What does that prove? What does Dak Prescott have to do with the playoffs, the championship game, the game that happened on Sunday? Like, what does Dak Prescott?
You're right. It doesn't have anything to do with it.
That's one quarterback, Nick. And I can tell you, outside of the top three quarterbacks in this league right now, you would take Tom Brady over everybody else.
I would not.
Today.
I would not. I don't know why you would say that. So would you take Tom Brady over Deshaun Watson? Would you take Tom Brady over Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun's top five. No.
For okay, one game, for one Brady. Game, for one game, I for a Super Bowl, yes, I might. Yeah, I will take Tom Brady.
There's only one player that's arguable with Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. That's Pat Mahomes. That's it. But if you're talking about Super Bowl right now, I got to win one game. It's Tom Brady.
Here's a better question, FIFO. You got a game for your life. Like your life is depending on it right now. You take a Tom Brady, right?
Tom Brady.
I'm not.
No, I'm not putting my life in the hands of a white man.
Exactly.
There we go. You
can't tell, all the lights and that. But let's get back to the game because we ain't talking about that. We ain't talking about all these other motherfuckers. We talking about Brady and Rodgers, right?
Brady played better than Rodgers. And as much as I can better admit that because I picked Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, Tom Brady outplayed Aaron Rodgers.
That was just a masterful, complete team effort. And I say that because the defense really showed up. Yeah. That defensive line made some big sacks. Jason Pierre-Paul.
Shaq Barrett.
Big sacks.
Shaq Barrett.
Yeah, they played a heck of a game, man. They on those turnovers that he had, they wouldn't get no points out of it. They also shut down my favorite player.
Devontae?
My wide receiver name.
You talking about Devontae Adams?
Adams. They shut down Devontae Adams. He got that one touchdown that last one they were trying
to. He also had a big drop.
Yeah. So they really just did what they were supposed to do all around the board. Like I said, Tom Brady, that first half, you cannot argue that pass to Sean Miller was one of the best passes I've seen all year on that with the last 10 seconds of the first half.
Mm-hmm.
That touchdown pass, that was beautiful. So that man played a great game. I mean, he did everything he was supposed to do to win.
And Shelton, to what you're saying is what I agree with. It was to me, it was the Tampa Bay Bucks beat and defeated the Green Bay Packers.
Who's their leader? Tom Brady outdoing Aaron Rodgers.
It was the Green Bay. It was the Packers fucked up a lot of shit. Yeah, for
can we talk about the Packers?
Yes.
I think what Shelton said is perfect. I think what Shelton said is right. It was a team effort. It was. Brady didn't do anything special. Just like he didn't do anything special last week. He got the other teams fucked up. So let's talk about one of the teams that fucked up.
Okay, so other teams done fucked up for him to be at 10 Super Bowls. Okay.
Ken, Ken, last week, I'm with you. Like, I don't think Brady had I didn't think Brady was great at all. Like, I thought he actually was terrible. I thought it was one of the worst games I've seen Brady play. Like, he was just missing throws. I didn't like the way he played last week. But last week was more about New Orleans. This week, you're acting like it was the same performance. No, he played better. Three interceptions aside. I'm not sitting here saying that Brady played this like this game that's going to go into NFL quarterback history books as a great performance. No, he did what he had to do. But what Tom Brady does is that he knows how to win ugly games. He knows how to win ugly games. And he settles the game. He's like, yo, hey, trust in me. I'm going to get it done. I may not be able to go out here and throw 50, 60 times anymore and throw 500 yards a game. That's not what Tom Brady. If you're asking Tom Brady at 43 years old to do that, you already have an issue. But what Tom Brady does is he makes that throw on 3rd and 8 when your team needs a first down, he gets that first down.
What was he doing the second half, Manny, before you go into your whole soliloquy about Tom Brady? What did he do that second half?
He threw three picks. But he won. He won. And part of that was Matt LaFleur, and I'm sure we'll get to that. Part of that was Aaron Rodgers not stepping up. And then part of that was Tom Brady making the plays. Like, you cannot act like Tom Brady just did nothing. Like, he didn't do anything. Plus, not to mention, he had lots of drops in the second half, too. Like, he had a couple, like, two big games. The Tyler Johnson drop was big. The Mike Evans drop. Mike Evans dropped balls left and right in this game. Like, let's not act like Tom Brady was just terrible. Okay, last week, I will give it to you, Ken. Brady was absolutely, like, I thought he was worse last week than I have ever seen him. So I, you have some validity in your point there from last week. But this week, like, you can't argue that he played. Now, he didn't play great, but he played well.
This is one of his worst. This is one of the worst playoff games he had throughout this run.
There is validity this week. You just tossed aside 3 second half interceptions.
I didn't toss aside it. I just told you he didn't play a great game. He played a decent game. He played a good game.
You said 3 interceptions aside like it's nothing.
We talked. I didn't say it was nothing.
You made it seem like it was just immaterial. Like
because
three interceptions. One that happened. Two that happened in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter.
Absolutely.
Giving the game away.
But you know what, Cam? But he did it, though. And that's the point. So if they would have lost that game, all of the blame would have been on Tom. Bro, how can you throw 3 interceptions? You 43,
absolutely.
You've been to 9 Super Bowls. You done did all this and all that. But guess what? When it happens the other way, you still got to give that man credit.
He won the game.
But that's sports, right? Like, that's sports. We could go back in history and look at countless performances and look at, oh, well, if this wouldn't have happened, then this he wouldn't have gotten credit. But guess what? He won the game.
Let me say this part.
The Bucks won. Shelton, go ahead. Because Shelton said what happened in the second half.
I did. We got a super chat real quick from Weedham Boys, man. We appreciate that. He said Todd Bowles is the reason why the Bucks won that game, not Tom Brady. I agree with you halfway. Yeah. I agree with you halfway. The defense did show up. But Tom Brady did as well. Like I said, he dropped that dime to Scotty Miller. I'm sorry. He dropped that dime. That was a beautiful pass. And he was completing passes all over the field. He was making plays. Now, yeah, he had some turnovers. He was not perfect.
He was really great in the first half.
Yeah,
he played like shit in the second half.
Absolutely. I don't think anybody's arguing with you on that.
Yeah, he wasn't perfect, but he had a pretty, pretty good game.
Shelton, if you were – Shelton, go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say real quick, we got another super chat from Chris. Man, we appreciate you, Chris. 10 Super Bowls isn't luck. At Nick, at Ken. Please respect the man.
Shelton, if you were doing a pie chart, you would say the defense 60%, right? Like,
yes.
I agree. I think anybody would agree that the defense was the number one tied for the number one reason they won this game. I would say they are.
And you go ahead and say
debatable.
What you want to say.
Debatable. No, I would say, but I'm saying it. The defense is the number one reason why they won that game. The defense played absolutely well. The pass rush was incredible. The linebackers tackle. That kid Bunting is all over the field, like just making plays left and right.
Yeah.
Like the defense has played absolutely well, especially the last 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Tom Brady to the Super Bowl. They got the interception that led to the Scotty Miller touchdown, right, Shelton?
Yes, it did.
Rodgers threw an interception at the end of the half. Mm-hmm. They got a fumble. Aaron Jones fumbled twice, and they recovered once. Defense. Yep. But they can't, like, it's the same.
Hold on. So when Peyton Manning went to them Broncos, the defense didn't carry that team to championship?
That was
We said that.
Yeah.
And what do we say about Manny? What do we say about Manny before you go on? What do we say about Manny?
But Tom Brady looks better than Peyton Manning did at this point.
Yes.
That's
not even fair. That's not even an argument. Can't even compare it.
Yeah. But y'all are giving Tom Brady all the motherfucking credit.
I just said the defense was the number one reason they won the game.
Yeah. One person on this panel that isn't, and that's Shelton. He's had the most balanced, fair assessment of
what. Ken, I just said you would give, if you would do a pie chart, you would say 60% of the pie chart goes to the defense.
Don't go to the pie chart now. Let's go when y'all started. FIFO came at my neck early talking about, Nick, you got to give respect to Tom Brady. He ain't say Tom Bowles. He ain't say Scotty Miller. He said Tom Brady. The minute you ask this.
Isn't on the field.
Because
am I going to pick Tom Brady? Fuck no. That's the motherfucker I'm picking if my life is on the line. You get me?
And that's why your ass is going to die. That's why
exactly.
You're gonna die. You be the most wrong on this telecast, bro. Because at the end of the day, I came straight for your neck because you be disrespectful. Put some respect on Tom Brady.
You be real disrespectful on Brady, bro.
I came on the show and said I had to eat my words, right? I said I've been hating on Tom Brady from the beginning to the end.
I just made sure it went down the throat a little bit more forcefully. This is
a family program. All right.
I know you're a black godfather. This ain't that type of portal.
Hey man, we got pie charts and eating words.
I just had to make sure, bro.
If you look at that. What is the most important quarter in any sports is the fourth quarter.
Right.
The fact that you have two huge turnovers, the fact that we're going to get to Aaron Rodgers.
We need to get to him now.
Yeah. So the fact that Aaron Rodgers did, that's the most shocking thing about this game. It's not, I mean, you, Brady going to 10 Super Bowls, that's insane.
Let's back it up. Let's talk about Green Bay.
Let's talk about him.
With Green Bay. What was the issue with Green Bay? What happened with them?
They drafted Jordan Love in the first round, and they traded a pick to go get him. That wasn't
the major issue.
No, hold on. I'm talking overview. I'm not talking specifically in that one game. But at the same time, if you would have drafted another player that could have assisted Aaron Rodgers in that game, the same way you said, look, let's not say like Aaron Rodgers is 22 years old, right? Like, Aaron Rodgers is my age. Aaron Rodgers is about to be damn near 40. You know what I'm saying? So just like Ken, he made the perfect analogy. The older you get, you may need a cane to walk. Yeah, Devontae Adams is nice, but who? Scantling? Who's the third wide receiver? I can't remember that man's name. They need to go get this man weapons. And I'm talking from an overview perspective because the GM put that team in this position. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is great. Yeah, he's the MVP. Yeah, he can get you to 14-2. But when the chips, when they count the most, he still don't got enough.
Let me tell you about this game and what really happened. I think that play calling was a huge issue. This team went completely away from the run. They never run in the red zone. It's like Devontae Adams a bust in the red zone. Let me say that about this team. They tried to force the ball to Devontae, which they did. I appreciate it because I won my fantasy because of it. But when they get down in the red zone inside the 10-yard line, even more so specific, they go to Devontae Adams exclusively. They don't even try to run the ball. They don't even try to get the ball to tight end. They're looking strictly for Adams, and Tampa Bay shut it down. That's basically the game in a nutshell. That's what happened. He could have ran that ball in. He could have ran that last ball in. And also, let's go back to that fourth down play. Why would you kick a field goal down eight? It just didn't make sense to me. You got arguably the greatest quarterback in the game currently with the ball. Fourth down, let's go for it. If they don't convert the fourth down, you rely on your defense anyway. So you're going to get at least one more shot according to his analytics and his thoughts. Let's try to score here and get our two-point conversion. Why not? It just didn't make sense. It didn't make sense for you to turn that ball back over to your defense and let them try to win this game for you. It just didn't make sense.
First of all, FIFO, they went 13-3. So I don't think that extra player would have done that much, made that much of a difference. Stop making excuses for this man or for Green Bay. Shelton, I do have a question I want to ask because he's the one that's really giving like real football analysis. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I'm going to tell everybody what happened. But y'all listen to Shelton, y'all want to know football stuff. Do you think them not running the ball had a lot to do with them losing Aaron Jones? Because he was gone for the hamstring. So do you think that altered their play calling at all?
No, because they weren't running the ball like they should have anyway. Aaron Jones is tough. Then you got Williams backing him up. They could have ran the ball with either one
and
of those.
Dillard.
They ran
and
the ball
Dillard.
Good all year.
And Dillard.
They got Dillard. They ran the ball good all year long. So why they went away from the run just didn't make sense to me at all. How many times did they run in this game? They hardly ran the ball at all.
Yeah.
They had 16 carries for 67 yards in this game.
And that's not enough.
Didn't make sense.
That's not enough. Especially when your quarterback's under duress all game. Like you can't.
Yeah.
That's just like, look, to me, this game is on Aaron Rodgers. This is on Aaron Rodgers. Like to me, he did not deliver a win. You know, all the excuses, you know, I came on the show a couple weeks ago and I killed Russell Wilson because, you know, this is a guy that consistently in big spots has come up a little small. And it's the same thing for Aaron Rodgers. Like, yo, in the last 15 postseason games, Aaron Rodgers is like 7-8. Yeah. And it's always and the thing that bothers me about Aaron Rodgers, and look, Aaron Rodgers is one of the top 10 quarterbacks that has ever, like, Aaron Rodgers was put on this earth to play quarterback by God. Like, dude is an amazing quarterback. No one will sit here and argue that. He is one of the greatest to ever do it. But Aaron Rodgers has had many of these moments in the postseason, and it's never Aaron Rodgers' fault. It's always, you know, remember back in the day, it was, oh, he doesn't have this. Oh, he doesn't have that. He doesn't have a defense. Oh, his offensive line is shit. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. It's Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy's an idiot. They hire Matt LaFleur, who's boy genius. Now it's Matt LaFleur's fault. Like, when is it Aaron Rodgers' fault? He played well, but guess what? For $41 million, I need better than well. I need you to step up. I need you to deliver this team to a championship.
I will say this, man. I agree with you. 60% of what you said, I agree with you. Aaron Rodgers is the reason why they did not win this game, because the defense gave him opportunities to score.
Especially. Absolutely.
I will say this, though. I watched that game. There were some drops on the Green Bay Packers as well. And absolutely. To people's point, not to say that a player could have changed the game, because like Ken said, shit, Aaron Rodgers for this year, he's MVP for a reason. He's over 4,000 passing yards, 48 touchdowns, and only 5 interceptions with a QBR of 84.3. He wasn't missing anybody. However, the players that he has around him outside of Davante Adams, you can't really expect that much when he needed them. Because there was that 2-point conversion that would have made it a 3-point game instead of a 5-point game, which if you go back to that play that y'all mentioned as far as him not running and he passed the ball, and that led to that fourth down and the field goal. Mm-hmm. If he's down by only 3, that score means a lot. So yeah. I think he would think about things differently, and I think the coach would as well. But to be honest, it's just hard because they wouldn't be in this position without Aaron Rodgers. Point blank.
Absolutely, here. Absolutely.
If you take this quarterback off this team and you insert whoever,
Jordan Love.
Well, not, we ain't gonna go that far. But if you insert anybody else outside of the top 2-3 quarterbacks in the league, like, what other team could really take, say, this Packers team is the NFC championship contender? You only say that because of Aaron Rodgers. So you got to give him that. But in that game, if you get 3 turnovers, especially 2 in the second and in the fourth quarter, you got to make that 12 points.
Have to. That was the biggest play. That was the biggest storyline of the game. Like, that's what changed the game for me. You get the ball back after 2 consecutive interceptions, down 28-23, and I don't even think they moved the chains once. I think they went 3 and out both times. Like, that can't happen. That to me completely changed the game. Like, you don't even flip field position. Like, I can understand even just flipping field position, but they didn't even flip the field position and pin Tampa back. Like, they just did nothing in those 2 possessions. Like, that was a killer. And then LaFleur, I mean, what more can you say about Matt LaFleur? I mean, come on, man. Like, what are you doing there? Like, you're not, you gotta score a touchdown there.
And they were playing without their top 2 safeties. I don't think either safety played for Tampa Bay in that game.
They got hurt. Winfield was hurt, and then I forget the other dude's name got hurt too in the game. So they were down their two starting safeties. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so for them to show up the way they did, man, it was really impressive the way they played defense.
And another thing that you can't miss out too is, and I think it had an effect on this game. Bakhtiari was hurt. I forget, I always mispronounce his name, but the left tackle for Bakhtiari, whatever his name is, he was injured, and that, you know, I gotta believe that if he's in there, at least he's able to do something against JPP and Shaq Barrett. I mean, but to me, the overall theme of the game comes down to Aaron Rodgers was okay. He was pretty good. But for $41 million and you're top 10 all time, I need better than pretty good and okay, especially when you don't have a defense that has been completely trashed this entire game. Like, their defense, that's another thing. Like, Mike Patton, he got to go. Like, what was my man doing at the end of the half there? I don't even know. But their defense did not step up. Kevin King is just giving up big plays left and right. Like, when you – like, that's what a great quarterback does, man. Like, a great quarterback hides your deficiency. A great quarterback masks all of those warts on your team. And Aaron Rodgers, being a great quarterback that he is, he's supposed to know, like, yo, I'm going to win this game on my arm. Like, I'm winning this game. Like, when LaFleur even suggests kicking a field goal – he needs to tell LaFleur, nah, get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna win. I'm gonna either tie this game right here. I'm gonna score to 6, and then we're gonna go for the 2-point conversion. Or at the very least, I'm gonna score a touchdown miss the 2-point conversion or whatever, and at least we're still down by two. Like, Aaron Rodgers has to be more assertive in these games, and he just doesn't. And again, it's always somebody else's fault. Like, the Aaron Rodgers sycophants out there, it's always everybody else's fault. Oh, he doesn't have an offensive line. Okay, they get him an offensive line. Oh, okay, he doesn't have a running game. He has a good running game. Oh, he doesn't have a defense. He has a defense that's actually, I think their defense is like top 10, top 12 in the league. So it's always.
Their defense is they only have 10 points in the second half. That's pretty good for a defense.
True. And that, there you go. There goes the whole Tom Brady throwing three picks in the second half. Like, a lot of that was helped by Tom Brady's interceptions, no doubt. But also, it was helped by some big drops. Again, I can't understand it enough. Like, Johnson had a big drop. Mike Evans had big drops. I think the Mike Evans drop was like a 40-yard gain that could have been. And he dropped the ball. So, yeah, their defense at the end of the day had them in position to still win that game, even as bad as Kevin King and Mike Pettine called and Kevin King and some of the players on that defense played. But still, man, I think it's still Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's got to play better. He's got to play better.
Manny, bro, you said a whole lot. Man, you did. And he didn't say the one thing that I was waiting for him to say.
What is that, Ken?
What?
This man, 2-3 weeks ago, came on this program. This was the birth. This was when he was his origin story. And he said that Tomlin was why the Steelers lost that game. He said Tomlin didn't have them boys ready to play. He blamed that game on Tomlin after Big Ben wet the bed.
Specifically on Tomlin. I remember
you saying 60%. You said 60%.
If it ain't pot chart again.
Yeah, that's my pot chart.
Ready like it's hot.
Very professorial. Very professorial.
I'm about to eat some humble pie in a minute. Go ahead, kid.
Go ahead. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. You set it up perfectly. Go ahead.
Not once did he say anything about LaFleur. He said something about LaFleur, the fourth down. You know, everybody's saying that.
But he blamed Aaron Rodgers for that. Like, he should have been.
No, I blame LaFleur. I think what LaFleur did was terrible.
We've heard everything you had to say, Max, Manny, Kellerman, Manny. You said
Max Manny.
You blame everything on Aaron Rodgers. 2 or 3 weeks ago, when there was the black coach, he blamed the bulk of that game on the black coach. He didn't say
God,
white coach. Am I mishearing this? He tried to balance it out and say, you know, man, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about Russell Wilson. Like, Russell Wilson really is like part of the black community. But okay, but that's the whole thing.
Here we go. He married to Seattle, man. You know what I'm saying? I thought he's indoctrinated.
That's why he invited to the barbecue, because of Sierra. Yeah. You can bring it.
You stay at home. She can come.
So he tried to, you know, I talked about Russell Wilson, blah, 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 blah. And then he tried to say, I'm going to talk about Aaron Rodgers, too.
You know why I didn't bring up LaFleur? Because on AGS, I killed LaFleur. And it was after the game, so the
LaFleur. Bad in sports.
I understand.
Kill LaFleur. But you can't come on this program, talk as much as you talk, and not and dog the black coach and not dog the white coach who coached a terrible game. He just scoffed over it. He just scoffed over the terrible
game. I did not just scoff on it. I just said LaFleur had one of the worst calls in history. Like, that, to me, you can't have.
Talked about the fourth quarter, but okay. But the fourth down call that he did. Okay, that's fine. But, like, 2 turnovers, 2 fumbles by Aaron Jones. Sound like you're not ready to play to me, according to Manny. Aaron Rodgers threw an interception at the end of the game.
Oh, my God.
You know, hey, sound like they're not ready to play to me. You know, you throw an error.
That's not the same thing.
You get 2 turnovers. Play calling. That sound like you ain't have a ready to play to me.
Ken, you picking and choosing what you want to critique me on this shit. Because if I came on here and gave Aaron Rodgers a pass, you would have been like, oh, see, you was giving the black quarterback a pass 2 weeks. You was knocking Russell Wilson. I thought I was being fair. Like, I'll say this.
Watching the game, I was very impressed with Tampa Bay's defense. I was impressed with the Packers' defense that second half. But when it comes to, we're talking about both quarterbacks, both head coaches. It really came down. It really was a head coaching thing. It really was a head coaching. That's what decided the game. It wasn't Brady or Rodgers. I'll blame Rodgers because he's the best quarterback, in my opinion, on that field that Sunday. But when it came down to situational football, that's where
Arians outcoached LaFleur. No doubt.
Nick, you don't take Aaron Rodgers. See, here's what I'm going to tell you what really happened with this game. And I told y'all this happened with the Seahawks years ago. Remember when they when they threw the ball?
Yeah.
I came on this program a couple of days after when we reviewed. I said they tried to make Russell Wilson the hero. They thought I was crazy. They said they didn't want Marshawn Lynch to get the ball. They tried to make Russell Wilson. They thought I was crazy. A couple of weeks later, a couple of months later, it came out that that's exactly what happened. Matt LaFleur tried to be the hero. He tried to be the smartest guy on the field. That's why he kicked that field goal and took Aaron Rodgers off. Aaron Rodgers complete that and get the second down two-point conversion. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Aaron Rodgers. If that defense, say for instance, Tom Brady makes an errant throw. Now, this is where I'll give y'all. You don't give Tom Brady the ball with the game on the line with 2 minutes to go after he fucked up and you didn't take advantage of it. You just don't do it. You fucked up and missed your opportunities to win the game. That's on you. That's on you, LaFleur, because you're OC and you called a bad game. Plus, it's come out that he didn't even tell him that we're going to kick the field goal. So that's that. Because Aaron Rodgers, according to him, would have ran the ball in. He tried to be the smartest guy on the field by kicking that field goal, hoping his defense get a stop, and then putting the ball in Aaron Rodgers' hand. And people would have talked about his coaching decision. That's what he did. He outsmarted himself. His ego.
Last question I got for this game, and it's more so the Aaron Rodgers after the game, the post game. I don't know if you saw these clips about his post game.
I did.
But it sounded like he was very deflated. Of course, he just lost to Tom Brady. Of course, he just lost another opportunity back-to-back. We talked about the Saints the last few years. Now it's the Packers. Being close but no cigar. Do we think Aaron Rodgers will ask for a trade this offseason?
Aaron Rodgers needs to fuck up out of Green Bay. Yeah, because
where's he going to go? Where's he going to go?
Anywhere?
Out of Green Bay.
Tell him to come to Detroit since Matt Stafford.
No, don't do that. Hell no.
No, he ain't going to Detroit.
Hell no.
Come on, Aaron Rodgers. Come to Detroit, baby.
B, you my dog, but stop.
It's time for him to go. 13-3.
Go to Miami.
NFC. Hold on.
Please don't go to Miami.
NFC championships. 0-2. One at home. And this game, we can clearly say you had two shots. Tom Brady fucking up. He giving you the fucking game. You need some type of autonomy, which is, I agree with Manny on this, to say, I'm going to call these plays because I know what the defense is playing. He needs something. I don't know. I know he said that LaFleur said he could call the third down play, and he said that he called the third down play because he thought he was going to have a fourth down play, that communication. But Aaron Rodgers has been playing too long to just not be able to do what he wanted to do. Because Bruce Arians said he just let Tom Brady coach. He said he just let Tom Brady call play. Why doesn't Rodgers have that? He may not, but it doesn't sound like it. He got to get the fuck out of there. I don't know where he's going to go. He might not have any different.
I think it's still premature on that. Like, I'm not ready to go there yet. Like, I mean, the dude is about to win I think his third MVP or something like that. I think his third or fourth MVP. He had a phenomenal season. I think it's a little premature to say, oh yeah, he's got to request a trade. He's got to get up out of there. I'm not ready to go there. I don't know, man. I don't know. It might be time for him to get out of there. I'm just not ready to go there yet.
I think that they have had a rocky relationship, but based off this past year, I don't think it's time to go yet. I think you run this one back if you're Green Bay. You made a couple. This was not a good game, this past game for them. Other than that, though, they had a really good year, and they could have just as easily won Sunday. They had enough talent to get it done. They just made some mistakes. You come back one more time. You run this back. You got that quarterback. You bring in some, you know, I don't know what they do in the draft. Maybe, you know, get another offensive lineman or something like that, or a defensive back, something like that in the draft. Other than that, you run this back with those guys. You have those wide receivers grew overnight. I don't think they need to mess with the receiving core. I think they did pretty good. Unless the only thing that they were missing was a slot receiver, because I saw where they did not replace Cobb. Randall Cobb leaving hurt that team. But other than that, I don't see why they wouldn't run it back. I just don't see why they wouldn't.
Yeah, I agree with Sheldon.
Oh, my bad, Sheldon.
No, that's all. I was going to say, if he does leave, I saw in the chat somebody said exactly what I was going to say. The only place he should go is San Francisco. Go back home. Why not?
You'll win,
man. Did FIFO freeze?
I think he frozen.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm here.
Are you here?
Yeah. Just, you know, got some work shit, bro.
You think Rodgers is going to leave or request a trade this offseason?
I think that he is on par with it. I did see a little bit of what Shannon Sharpe said earlier today, and I 1,000,000% agree with him. You know, sometimes in relationships and situations, you may have fucked up, but now you got to make me feel better. And him asking for more money to stay is that. And he's the one with the upper hand and the leverage. Like you said, Nick, if you take off Aaron Rodgers from this squad, what is the squad? So with that being said, they either going to have to pay him a lot more money and get a couple of guys in there that he wants, or he's going to bounce and go to a place that they're going to give him that type of power.
What are they missing? Here's the question I have. So what are they missing? Cause I think their offense is good enough. I mean, if Aaron Jones is healthy, they have 3 very good running backs. They have Davante Adams. I mean, Lazard's okay. I mean, the tight ends come on. What are they missing? I mean, I would say mostly defense.
I say
what on defense?
They're missing a pass rusher. Someone like you.
Well, they need a pass rusher.
Over the last 10 years, we've witnessed a front 7 who at least can get you a Super Bowl, if not win you a Super Bowl. A legit front 7 can win you a Super Bowl. Everything else you got, you can plug and play. Figure it out.
It depends on the quarterback that you're playing against in terms of the statement that you're making. Because look at what San Fran had, and a great quarterback just overcame all of that. You know what I'm saying? And I think that Aaron Rodgers is that type of quarterback that can overcome all of that. So I agree that Green Bay, Manny, in terms of, you know, you're saying, what do they need? They 100% need a pass rusher, a guy that you don't have to blitz. A guy that you just put on that line or at that linebacker position and let him run free, kind of like Khalil Mack.
Von Miller. He's a free agent. He's going to be.
Exactly. So, you know, I think Von Miller is the type of pickup that Green Bay needs to get. But I think in addition to that offense, yeah, you got some running backs. But you need to go get a number 2 guy. Like, as much as I like Scantling and – I can't think of the other – who's the other wide receiver's name?
Lazard.
Those guys don't strike fear. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you look at when you look at wide receiver tandems across the league, when you know you got Julio on this side and then Calvin Ridley's doing what he's doing on that side, that's scary. Now you can't game plan. Now you have to sit back. You understand? And I don't think that teams – obviously, they respect Aaron Rodgers. But I don't think that they respect it enough to be like, okay, well, we just got to play coverage this whole game and not really go after them. And you see the benefits of that with the Kansas City Chiefs. Go ahead and try to play up if you want to. They need to have a secondary weapon because the connection that Aaron Rodgers has with Davante Adams is amazing. Mm-hmm. But guess what happens when we double team this guy, when we cloud this guy? Where else are you going to? You know, now, obviously, Aaron Rodgers elevates a Scantling, but you need a guy that can just go – that's a bad man on his own as well. And I think that this draft would have been perfect to get that guy, and obviously they didn't do that. Are they going to get a wide receiver this draft or a tight end, a top-flight guy? They need to go get another top-flight guy. Like Ken said, the older you get, the more help you need to do regular stuff. And Aaron Rodgers is still great, but, hey, he's 40. Get him some more help. Get him some more weapons.
Okay. You can't let this man come in your division and win the NFC conference. And they just did that.
You mean coming to your conference?
Coming to your conference. I'm sorry. He came to the NFC West.
Cowherd had the best thing. He said Tom Brady has won as many NFC title games as Aaron Rodgers in his first season in the NFC.
That's great.
I would say this.
Y'all realize.
to me, Manny, what you were talking about, to me, defense pass rush is more important than any wide receiver. We've seen so many times about having a superstar wide receiver don't mean shit when it comes to winning titles. I don't remember the last time, maybe Jerry Rice, since the last time a superstar wide receiver actually meant something as far as a championship run. It's always about
So you mean to tell me that Kansas City would have won that Super Bowl without Tyreek Hill?
Kansas City is the exception. Over the last,
making exceptions. Okay.
No, I'm saying Kansas City. Look at the Patriots. How many great wide receivers have the Patriots had?
Many has.
They have productive wide receivers, though.
But they have productive wide receivers, but you can say the same thing about Green Bay. Green Bay has productive wide receivers, but
they have productive wide receiver.
They have a superstar wide receiver, and then they have a bunch of other productive wide receivers.
Let me get this point off. What I'm saying is that if you look at Eli Manning's two Super Bowls, if you look at Nick Foles' Super Bowl, if you even look at just look at some of the teams that have one where like this quarterback going against this quarterback means nothing. They either are going to get to the Super Bowl or get a title based off pass rush. And that's why I felt like that was missing from the Packers, because we know the one kryptonite that Tom Brady has that's been consistent throughout all his championship runs.
He's scared of black people running
that. He's scared of that muff. He's scared of that black man on the other side.
Baby, you stupid as hell.
That's it, though. That's it.
That's why I'm almost salivating from this Super Bowl matchup, because who is that motherfucker that won two titles against Tom Brady? Back, damn near back to back. Steve Spag. And you know Steve Spag know Tom Brady better than anybody. He know better than Giselle. He know better than Giselle. That motherfucker is going to have a fucking lit special served up hot and ready for that motherfucker.
Bro, I was thinking about you when we were watching the Bills game, so I guess that's a good segue. Let's hit it.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Man, let's get it. All right, let's talk about the game that I love this weekend. Let's talk about Buffalo Bills at Kansas City for the AFC title game. Before we get to Patty Mahomes, because of course we're gonna talk about it. I wanted to talk about Buffalo a little bit with Josh Allen. Has Josh Allen proven himself as a bona fide franchise QB to y'all?
He didn't show up in that game. So he's a franchise quarterback, but he's not an elite quarterback.
But can he be, though? Like, is there another role to that?
He definitely can be, but like I said, in the game that mattered the most, like I said, once again, you rewind back and watch when I said that, too. I had meant to put a marker there so we can go back and look at that clip where I said...
All right, Sean, go ahead, man.
That this Kansas City defense is going to shut him down. But no, seriously, back to him. Yeah, he can be, man. He's on the way. I think that this game, and Sean McDermott said it best, they learned a lot this game. The lights were too bright for them on this particular game this year. But this is going to propel them to go forward, because they'll play better going forward. I was impressed with them this year.
I agree. Buffalo's young. I think they got there a little early. This wasn't their year. As far as the question goes, is Allen on the way to being a franchise quarterback? I mean, I think he is if he stays healthy. I think if they keep that infrastructure in place, I think he has the opportunity to. I'm still not sold on him completely, 100%, because he still makes really bad decisions. I mean, like he had a couple in this game. The other night where he's just holding onto the ball way too long and stuff like that. So I still got to see better decision making from him. But I mean, if he stays healthy and they still keep that team around him, I don't see why he can't be that guy.
What's your thoughts on it, FIFO?
I think Josh Allen is super nice, super talented. He has all of the physical tools that you want. He has the size, the speed, the arm. And we've seen him progress, right? I think when he came into the league, he was completing barely 60% of his throws. And this year he's completed, I want to say 70 something percent of his throws. So accuracy is one of those things that prior to Josh Allen, you thought that you actually were born with, and it's too difficult to kind of improve. But over the course of last season to this season, he's done that. Obviously, defensive coordinators will have tape, and we'll see how he adjusts next year. But with all of the physical tools, also with a really good team around them, you got to pay him. Regardless if you think that he's the next great or not, you can't take a chance on passing up on him and then being getting who? Like, you're Buffalo. Like, you're not Miami. You're not Tampa. You're not the Chargers. You're not San Fran. Like, it's not attractive, you know? So, like I said with the Rudy Gobert signing, you drafted him. You're a small market. You got to pay that guy, you know, because he's proven that with you're better with him than without him. Now, I wouldn't overpay him. Like, I wouldn't pay him Deshaun Watson money. I wouldn't necessarily pay him Mahomes money. But you got to pay him. He's going to be a top five paid quarterback in the league because that's just how it works.
Yeah, I like Wham Newton, man.
$3 million.
So, yeah, pay him. Yeah, I think he can be the franchise. I think he is the franchise guy. You don't get to the NFC Championship unless he just completely falls off. So, I like him. So, yeah, I think he is.
I think he's probably the most improved player over the last probably 3-4 years, in my opinion, from where he started to where he's now, especially at that quarterback position. I think they have a great coaching staff in Buffalo. I just didn't really like the anointing that he got so early this season because of the success they had. However, there is obvious talent, and if he continues to progress, it's going to be Patty, Lamar, Josh Allen, Deshaun Watson, or if he stays in the AFC. But those are the quarterbacks in the AFC that's going to always compete. So my follow-up question to y'all would be...
Oh, wait, hold on. Before you move on, you know who Josh Allen looks like and kind of the situation that he's in and everything as well? He looks like Ben Roethlisberger 2.0.
Thank you. Yep.
Big, strong, physical, way more mobile than Ben was.
Yep.
Will stand in there to the last second. And it has a really good coaching staff and defensive mindset around that team. So as long as he continues to get better, he is going to be the Big Ben of the AFC.
I agree with that. That's who I would compare him to. That's why I disagreed with Ken when he called him White Cam. I was like, you don't remind me of Cam at all. I think he's Big Ben. Like, that's who he is. I think Ben's probably better at the quarterback stuff than Allen is right now. Or Big Ben was farther along when he was in his 20s or at the same age than Josh Allen is right now. But yeah, I mean, like I said, if he stays healthy, I don't see why he can't be that guy.
Hey, FIFO, just real quick, aside, it's actually not on week 4, it's on week 3. So yeah, you can advance to week 4.
No, I know it's on week 3. I'm just saying we're going to get to the regular season tonight.
I thought we were on week 4 and I thought you were just going to
No, we're on week 3 and I'm moving to week 4 and then, you know, hey, everybody good, boom, regular season.
Okay, so I'm good.
So, Nick, your quick question, would you take Josh Allen over Lamar?
No. I would take Lamar over Josh Allen. I think Lamar, I mean, shit, that, to me, that's a disrespectful question in itself because you're saying, would you want to take a motherfucker who just now proven that he's a good QB over MVP. So to me, if Lamar had this coaching staff in Baltimore, I think we would be talking about Lamar in a totally different light than we talk about now. So that, to me, that says a lot about Lamar and the hurdles he has to overcome and still overcome. But I think Josh is in the perfect situation for the skill set he has and the patience that this franchise has because they haven't been nearly this far since I was born. So, I give hats off to the coaching staff. I was just going to ask y'all, do y'all think that with Josh Allen's progression, will Buffalo be back in the same scenario this time next year at this level?
Yes.
It's hard to say with football, man. I mean, a lot of things can happen. Like I said, if he stays healthy and they keep building around him, and they have the opportunity to, but it's not like the NBA, man, where you can sit here next year and I can pencil Denver winning 54 games. Like, you can't do that in the NFL. I mean,
yeah, who the hell knows? With these quarterback moves and things that are happening around the other teams and things like that, it is uncertainty as to who's going to make moves and what moves they're going to make. Miami should take the next step with the way their coaching staff looks and the roster that they have. So they're going to be in contention for that spot that Buffalo took this year. Who else you got? You know, who knows? With like a team like Pittsburgh always shows up. So it's just no telling. It'll be really tough for them to get back and repeat and do this again.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, I will see, but I do think they have an interesting case. If they clear up some holes, and we'll see what kind of offseason Josh Allen had, because this offseason with COVID, and he still was able to produce the way he did, I would want to see a full offseason with him. Yeah. But let's get on to the man of the hour, the man I've been waiting to talk about all weekend long, because he was the only thing that saved me from going into complete depression. My boy, Patrick Mahomes. His mama don't like calling him Patty, so I'm going to call him Patrick. I'm gonna ask B this question because this is his favorite question in the chat. Is Patty Mahomes top five already? All time.
Oh, no. I'm gonna still say no. I still say he's not top five all time. No, not yet.
Not even after. Did you watch the highlights of the game?
A little bit of it. I mean, I see that the Chiefs. Yeah, I saw a little bit of highlights. I saw that Chiefs was scoring at will when it was time to kick it up a notch. And it looked like he was playing on a bad toe, Patty Mahomes.
He wasn't
as mobile. He didn't look as mobile as I'm used to seeing him looking. So, you know, at least he got 2 weeks I know they're going to be treating the shit out of that damn toe next 2 weeks. But, yeah, no, I'm not. It's one of those – caught in the moments. Y'all know how I am, man. It's like a wait and see. I ain't getting caught up in a moment to say he's top five all time, like right now.
So, man. B, if he wins this Super Bowl, can you put him at top five all time?
We can have a discussion about it now. I mean, it can.
All top five all time?
Yeah, I know. Like, I know. Like, that's,
you know.
So you agree with me, Manny? You kind of
agree. I agree with you. Is he going? Like, should we be fitting him for a yellow jacket? Yes. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Top five all time though, like that's Montana, that's Elway, Brady.
He's better than Elway right now, in my opinion.
He might be. Patrick Mahomes is probably the most talented quarterback outside of Dan Marino, and even this is subjective because you know you could
bring name. And man, we said it. I don't think he was on the show, but we said like if. You know, of course, different eras of football. If Dan Marino was playing in this era of football,
exactly, yeah, you
weapons, yeah. Man, Dan Marino would fool. Yeah. He'd be clowning,
right? So, but I mean, like top five of all time. I mean, just that's you. I don't know, man.
I know that's what I'm saying.
That's hard. Like, I at least need to see 8 to 10 years.
Like, exactly. Let me see how consistent you can be for the, you know, within this next decade. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's like, okay, yeah, that dude is top five. But
yeah,
like,
if in this next decade he gets to a few more Super Bowl, like let's say even another Super Bowl after this year's, of course, and he wins, and then he continues to put up the numbers and the touchdowns and stays healthy, then yeah, of course, we could definitely have that conversation.
He'd probably be best all time at that point.
Right now he's a Hall of Famer. Like, I don't think anybody's going to even debate that. Like, he is definitely a Hall. Like, if he after the Super Bowl,
so pretty much, Manny, what you're saying is like they're saying. If Pat Mahomes stopped playing football after the Super Bowl, he's top five. Win or lose?
I wouldn't go that far. Yeah, I would say he's like,
that's what they're saying.
I would say he's like top 20, top 15, maybe. I could be convinced. Top five though?
I know, that's crazy. It's people caught in the moment, man. It's the caught in the moment thing, I feel like sometimes.
I feel what you're saying, but when we talk about just bringing a new element to the game. You talk about a game changer, a person who comes in is unstoppable. He's been that. Those guys were really good. I'm not saying that there's people that he, you know, these guys, even Marino. Marino was one of the GOATs. But this dude, man, he set the mold for what he does. Because one could argue Marino would not have as much success against these pass rushers you got in the league today. You got pass rushers galore in the league.
Don't
so
say that.
Speed around him, the game may have been too fast. So who's to say? You know what I'm saying? This guy, it is too early to say he's top five, but he'll get there sooner than later. Put it that way.
And I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we're not disagreeing with that.
The question was asked to me, is Pat Mahomes top five all time right now?
No.
And no.
Not right now.
I agree with you, Shelton. Will he get there? This pace he's going, yes, he will get there pretty quick. But today, January 26, 2021.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes is not top five all-time QB.
If he wins this Super Bowl and the next one, he is.
We can, yeah. I mean, we can have a discussion.
We can start having a discussion about it.
Ain't no discussion about it. He is.
Who you take,
if like, he wins the next two Super Bowls,
that's a three-peat. That's a three-peat.
Right. If he has a three-peat or something like that, yeah, then that's a different conversation. Right? But, nigga, he got to win this one. Let's see.
Well, for me, the reason why I'm so ready to say that about him is because I've never seen a QB spot other teams 10 points, 20 points, and this motherfucker still come back and win the game. Like, at no point in time in that Buffalo game, even when it was up 9-0, that I was like, oh, yeah, Patty in trouble.
None. Mm-hmm.
Like, anybody else, literally anybody else, if Tom Brady was down by 10 points early like that, I'd be like, okay, I want to see what he can do, because that's momentum, especially the way it happened. That muff punt. You think we talked about being prepared for the game, right? Mm-hmm. That muff punt was like, damn, is Kansas City, like, they was talking about rust. Is it now finally showing? Man, that motherfucker, like you said, B, scored at will.
We use this analogy a lot, like video game. It's like playing a video game. It's like literally, like Mahomes is like the first player. Like, you literally feel like this motherfucker is a video game come to life. Like, it's a creative player come to life. Like, the shit he does.
That's how people was talking about Steph when Steph was
like,
this shit is unfair, man.
It's right. Unfair. That's his equal. Yeah.
So, to me, he is top five if he wins for all of the reasons that you guys were just saying right now. He changed the game like Steph Curry, and I've never seen nothing like it. And it's not just the amazing throws. If you watch that game against the Bills, they had about three or four sacks that they should have had that he just threw out of. And with pinpoint accuracy. And it's like, how many quarterbacks have I ever seen do that? It's not just the amazing no-look pass and stuff like that. Because, you know, we could say Brett Favre has done X, Y, Z and this, that, and gunslinger this, that, and the third. But at the end of the day, not only does he have that gunslinger mentality, he does it with efficiency. And we have rarely seen somebody do that. And that's not even talking about the physical abilities that he has that are greater, in my opinion, from an arm perspective. I'm not talking physicality, you know, the size, the body, the speed, the 40 time, the vertical, the broad jump. I'm just talking about arm talent. We're talking about accuracy. We're talking about throw power. We're talking about touch, right? Because it's rare that you see a quarterback that can make every throw. He got the fastball. He got the lob pass. He has the touch. How many times have we seen that, right? Like, the complete package as a thrower. And then he made some very crazy comments, you know, coming into the season where he's just like, I'm just now learning how to read defenses. So you mean to tell me you was doing all that and you were just really going off a field? You didn't even really know what's happening. So now as the game slows down, you're seeing him picking people apart. So it's like you sit back in coverage, he'll dink and dunk. He has that patience. And he has arguably one of the best offensive head coaches ever in football, right? That's super patient as a quarterback whisperer. So with all of that, to me, in my opinion, especially going back-to-back Super Bowl wins, yes, because you –
What if he loses?
If he loses, then top five, it's not in the conversation right now. It can be. It's not like he lost it all the way, but it's not necessarily guaranteed either, especially depending on how he looks in the Super Bowl. Now, I'm supremely confident that he's going to do what he's been doing because he Pat Mahomes. But at the end of the day, if he wins this Super Bowl and he looks dominant like he does in every single game that he plays, how in the hell not are we saying he's not even in conversation? So I'm not going to say legitimately, but to B's point, I agree too. It's like he's in that conversation.
You know what I want to see? And I don't think this plays into whether he's top five all the time, at least not all the way anyway. I do want to see what that team looks like once he starts getting the big money, you know, because eventually, any situation,
you got to start paying.
You're going to eventually going to lose Tyreek Hill. Eventually you're going to lose Kelsey. You know, eventually you're going to use some of those pieces. So I just want to see what Because to be fair, and not knocking Mahomes. I mean, Mahomes is incredible. But, you know, to be fair, like, this motherfucker came into probably the best situation any young quarterback probably has ever come into. I mean, you come into a situation where you have an all-pro wide receiver, an all-pro tight end, and, oh, by the way, also had an all-pro running back before he decided to kick white women for some reason. You know,
Manny. To your point, the reason why I'm not worried about the money factor, who picked all those guys in the first place?
Reed and the GM.
He ain't going nowhere. I ain't worried about it. They'll be able to replace them.
I'm not doubting that. I'm just saying it's a conversation piece. You have to talk about it. Eventually, it's going to be a transitional phase with that franchise where eventually, you know what I'm saying? You know, Kelsey's going to get older. You're going to have to replace him. And a great tight end of that level doesn't grow. They don't grow on trees.
No, they don't grow on trees. But at the end of the day, you know, I remember a wide receiver drafted in the seventh round by the name of Marquise Colston that is no longer in the league, but for about 2 to 4 years was one of the most dominant wide receivers, right?
Correct.
And you see Drew Brees being old as hell and still Sean Payton and that GM over there in New Orleans still being able to add pieces later in the draft, do trade, do this, do that. And to me, Andy Reid and everything that Kansas City got going on now, to me, shows that they're built for the long haul. And the reason why they built for the long haul, because they got Pat Mahomes. So as long as you got that, you going to win something.
Absolutely. I'm not, it's a conversation piece. It's, you have to talk about it. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm obviously they got smart people running the show there. And that's just a smart organization overall. So I don't doubt it. I'm just saying that it's going to be interesting to see what the transition looks like. Cause you know, eventually they are going to have to pay these dudes and all of these dudes, you know, so I think it's worth noting.
I want to get his thoughts on it. But Manny, the situation you described as far as Patty coming into, I can say the same thing about Tom Brady. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you can say that about any quarterback. You said about, you know, a lot of quarterbacks. I'm just saying, Patrick Mahomes, I mean, he came into a great situation. And he's not only taken it and ran with it, but he's just like.
Yeah. Like, I was going to say, the great situation was Andy Reid, not just the players on the field, because he has a lot to do with the success of those players. We look at Mecole Hardman, who was actually brought in to replace Tyreek Hill when he had all those troubles with the women's stuff. So they're constantly retooling with these guys, and they got them, and he makes them all look – they all look great.
Like, only on the Chiefs can, like, Sammy Watkins be, like, the other guy. Like, Sammy Watkins. Like, this is a dude that, like, a lot of people thought would come into the league and just – and he's been a disappointment. But, like, Sammy Watkins is, like, oh, by the way, the other guy. Like, it's crazy to me.
And the starting running back, what, Williams –
Clyde's
undrafted. He was undrafted out of LSU. So he, you know, he's the starting running back on this team now. And so these people are changing. The situation is changing constantly for this team. But the one constant is Patty, and he getting it done.
No doubt. He's the guy, man. He's the guy right now. It's his time. It's his time. So
trying to let Brady win this.
Real quick too, to the people in the chat, if you leave any super chats, I am marking them all. We will get to them at the end because we got a few of them. Keep those super chats coming. We appreciate that too.
Before we get to chats, I want to get Ken's thought on the question as far as Patty's legacy so far in the league.
I think I'm pretty much, I mean, you know, my stance is pretty much with the Manny, but I will say if he beats Brady, he's go.
Wait, what?
I knew Ken was gonna say something extreme behind that.
He set it up perfectly.
He set it up too good. Ken was too calm when he first started. I knew he was gonna say something silly as hell afterwards.
We can get to the super chats. That's pretty much the questions I got for it.
Well, we didn't even recap the game. Let me say something about the game first.
There's not much to say.
Yeah, no, it is. It really, really is. And the reason why I'm saying it is that defense really showed up. Like I said, that defense did not get enough credit. I'm going back to that even again. They just deserve all the credit in the world one more time. Yes.
I would disagree with you on that. I think this Chiefs defense is one game away. from being super exposed outside of that front seven. I do not trust that secondary. You can easily run the ball on this defense. It's been the Browns gave the blueprint to the Bucs as far as how to beat the Chiefs.
So you think this game was just the Bills' inability to make it happen? It wasn't the Chiefs' defense.
No. I think Patty's going to win you the game. But for it to be a 14-point spread the way it was, I mean, to me, that was just more about, like y'all said, the Bills, the lights was a little bit too bright. But the Cleveland Browns really showcased you, like, that's the game that I was like, oh, shit. Patty, and then the fact that when he went out, it was like, this could be it as far as this glorious run that they're on. But because if you have a good running back, which the Bucs do have, they got, I think, two of them.
Two.
And you can the only thing the Bucs don't really have is that secondary help. We don't know how health-wise in 2 weeks some people may come back. But if you keep Patty on the sidelines and run the ball, which the Bucs have been trying to do all season long because they got criticized for it earlier in the season, this could be an interesting game.
And the Bills' ineptitude on offensively made something a factor into that game.
Yeah, that Bills offense is not that great. You know, outside of Allen and Diggs, that offense is not that great. But they shut
Diggs down.
The Chiefs defense, is okay. Like, I think it's better than people give it credit for because obviously the offense is incredible. That I think that defense kind of flies under the radar. I actually think it helps that defense. But, you know, they're a bend or don't break defense. They do enough. They keep you in the ball game. They're not going to wow you. They're an opportunistic defense, but they're not a team they're not a defense that you necessarily fear. But I think they're better than I think Nick's giving them credit for. Like, at least they've shown, at least statistically and what they've seen on the field, I think they play better than I think people give them credit for.
Allen did when he hit that man in the head with that ball.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, look at the teams that we're talking, like the quote-unquote offensive juggernauts that we're talking about, the Cleveland Browns and the Buffalo Bills. Like, those aren't the offenses that
– no.
They have to show up for like that because they know, oh, Patty's going to get at least, 28 to 30 points. We just, like you said, Manny, we just have to bend, don't break. And with the Bucs coming in, you got Mike Evans. AB may be coming back. You still got Chris Godwin. You still got Scotty Miller. You got Gronk. You got Cameron Brate. You got Leonard Fournette. Ronald Jones. Like, that's a lot of hats that you have to put a head on. And if Frank Clark and is it Chris Jones, if they can't get to Brady quick enough,
yeah,
I would not be surprised based on how the Bucs are. You know, they're that wild card team that's charging forward full head of steam. I wouldn't be surprised if some shit happened. What's up?
I'll say this: we're gonna do our picks next week.
Yeah, next
week. Yeah, cool. Save it next week.
All right, so I'll save this, but Brady could have at least picked.
We'll see. Tyrann Mathieu got to step up, in my opinion, for that to happen. But Sean, what's up? What's up with the super chats?
Let me look and see. We missed one. The one that's in the other currency that was on here again. I missed that one. I'm sorry. So if you can put that back up, I can't remember his name. He always pays in a different currency.
You talking to me?
Yeah, he's trying to see if you could look it up.
Okay.
It wouldn't come up. He did it last week and we missed it too. I can't remember. If you could say something, bro, I'll get you on. Will, we appreciate you, Will. Will say, what do y'all think about the new? This is more of a question for B. Well, everybody, but B is in specific. What do y'all think about the new Lions coach hiring two black coordinators and Anthony Lynn, offensive coordinator, and Aaron Glenn, defensive coordinator?
Yeah, I saw that. And Deuce Staley as the running back coach.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I remember I was excited about them Lions hiring a black GM. So I'm thinking like, okay, is a black coach, black head coach is coming? But when I saw who they hired in that extra ass press conference, I'm going to still hold my judgment and see what's going to happen within these next couple seasons before I start writing them off. But, yeah, I mean, I just got to wait and see. I'm not, like, excited about the head coach and hiring. But it is interesting that he went and got, black coordinators to run his – some good coaches, too. I mean, these ain't like no scrubs and like that. I mean, I just think Anthony Lynn was just in a bad situation. I'm not saying that the Lions situation is going to be any better, but hopefully the GM can kind of spark some things for us. And because we about to be in rebuilding mode with Stafford leaving. So yeah, I mean, I think it's cool. I'm not super excited, but I'm just really, it was an eyebrow raiser when I saw who was his coordinators.
I will say every year B go right to the trash can and pull this Barry Sanders jersey out. He can wear it proudly in Detroit just for to throw it back in there at the end of the season.
Man,
I feel you, B. I'm the same way.
Who you tell? Yeah.
I feel you, B. I feel you. I mean, it's a good thing, but I wish NFL owners did the same thing. But, you know, it's a whole other conversation for a whole other day, obviously. But
it don't mean
it's a good thing. It don't mean nothing until the NFL owners around the league, until the 31 other owners decide that they want to bring black coaches, and not just like positional coaches, like actual head coaches.
Well, I'll take it, man. I'll take it for now. And let me tell you why I say that. I think that in order for them to start getting some of these jobs, they got to start dominating these position coaching jobs. You got two in Tampa. You got an offensive coordinator in Byron Leftwich and defensive in Ty Bowles. These guys should be getting jobs soon. Now, if we're filling all these coordinator spots and they're still not getting jobs, then we already know it's a problem. It's not a question.
Mm-hmm.
Problem. Yeah. But what I'm saying is we got to take, you know, we got to kind of get in what we can fit in until we can make these moves. So them getting these coordinator jobs, now we just need that team to win a little bit and we'll be okay.
Shelton. I hear you, bro. I don't necessarily disagree, but why the hell do we got to move the goalposts just to try to get a job? Well, why are we moving it? Because they blatantly ignore the things that they tell us. Oh, you got to call the plays when they mm-hmm. hire people that don't call plays. Mm-hmm. Like everything they tell us we got to do, they completely ignore. So I'm not excited for this. I don't give a fuck if Bruce Arians has a whole black coaching staff. It don't mean shit because we know based on the history of the NFL, they are not going to hire these guys. I do like the black GM. I think that Detroit guy, I think that helps because you finally got somebody in there that could probably, and we got to watch him, see if he can bring somebody in here and hire somebody. But Dan Campbell's already the coach.
We had that with Ossie Newsom. And we never seen a black head coach in Baltimore. As great as Ossie Newsom was, I'm not shitting on him, but even I think even it got above him when it comes to
Lamar, though.
He got Lamar, but he had to fight for Lamar. That was the last pick.
But see, that's the point. So maybe this guy, because John Harbaugh was there, but maybe this guy in Detroit, when Dan Campbell is fired in 2 years or three, hopefully, maybe he can fight for the next black coach.
Got the man fired? Shit.
Yo, he's fired. Yo, he's been fired.
Damn,
he was fired at the press conference.
Man, that press conference, I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah. But hey, anybody's better than Patricia. He might be Vince Lombardi compared to Patricia.
I can't say anybody's better than Patricia because Gates was pretty bad, man.
I'm trying to forget Gates. Please don't bring him up.
Well, I would say before you get to the next question, Sheldon or Ken, I would say Eric Bieniemy is literally about to probably do what hasn't been done before, which is go to, well, he's been to three AFC championship games and won two out of three. He's going to back-to-back Super Bowls as an offensive coordinator, yet we only really recognize Andy Reid. You know, Eric mm-hmm. Bieniemy is like, it's not even Rakim and Eric B. It's just Rakim. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how many times do we have to get overlooked? Because Patty himself will say, this motherfucker be calling plays.
Hey, yeah. We all know the problem. Like we all know the problem, man. And it's disgusting and it's racist and it's moronic and it's stupid. I mean, it's any adjective you want to pull out. It's crazy. Like Ken said, they move the goalposts when they want to move the goalposts. Because you mean to tell me Eric Bieniemy gets knocked because, you know, oh, it's Andy Reid's offense. Look, we all know Andy Reid is the mastermind. Right, we no one's sitting here saying that it's Eric Bieniemy masterminding anything, but he does call plays. He does. I guarantee you, his input has heard in that room. So you can't tell me that he doesn't play a role in what's going on.
Yeah, and even saying that, when you look at Bill Belichick's coaching tree, those guys weren't calling plays and being that
exactly. But that's what we mean. They moved the goal, like Ken said. They moved the goal because this guy Nick Sirianni, I didn't even know who he was. I'd never heard of this dude. Like, and then all of a sudden he gets a freaking job? Like the Eagles? Like, really? But Eric Bieniemy somehow can't get a job.
I think to be honest, at this point, it's better for Eric B to stay where he is.
Well, take over true
and true. Take over this Kansas City job if Andy Reid retires in a couple of years. To be honest, because
I don't think Andy Reid ain't gonna retire time soon.
But look at Houston, right? But look at Houston, right? You have a quarterback, a top five, top ten quarterback, that is basically saying, I either want to play for Robert Saleh or Eric Bieniemy, and you don't even interview Robert Saleh.
That's crazy.
And Eric Bieniemy sitting out here like, yo, I need a job. Like, hire me. Nah, we might consider Josh McCown. Like, really? Like, seriously? Like, how does that even, like, how do you not even, like, even just invite these people into the room to have an interview? Like, how does that even happen? It's just mind-boggling. But I don't even know what else to say about it, man. It's like, I feel like we have this conversation, like, yearly, right? Like, not enough black coaches, not enough black GMs, not enough black owners. That's another thing. Like, you look at the majority of these owners, like, all these owners are in their 80s, they're old white men. Like, honestly, they don't fucking care. They don't care.
Dub9 Eli, appreciate you so much. Three seasons in, and he's a top five. It's too early to wait. It's too early. Wait until the 25-26 season to formulate an opinion on that. And that's talking about
Patrick. Can we call him Pat?
Sorry.
I don't know. His mama named him Patrick.
Yeah, 3 seasons in. I get why this is not top five. But I'm not waiting to 25-26 to make that decision.
That's what I'm saying. I'm with you, Sheldon. Like, to me, it's like the reason why we're having this conversation is because he's the exception to the rule. We've never seen a quarterback out the gate have a fucking run. Like in the last 27 games he's played, or 26, he's only lost one.
I tell you what, we need to have the conversation after the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah, we jinxing the fuck out of him too right now.
Yeah, that nigga gonna come out
on two Sundays from now and
break his elbow
and never play again.
7 for 23 with 3 interceptions. And I'm gonna be like, yes, y'all king.
Yeah, we gonna let it go, but to be honest, he is on a college football run. This is like a college football player stats and the way he's playing his game at this point. So he does. He is the exception to the rule, but we will wait until next season to give him that title. Aldrin J, and I saw this in the chat a couple times. Appreciate you as always, Aldrin J. Does Mahomes need to beat Brady to be the GOAT?
Yes.
He
said the Super Bowl next week.
Yes,
right now.
I think Ric Flair said it best in this case. To beat a man, you got to beat the man.
I don't know. I don't necessarily see it that way. Like, what if he goes out? What if they lose 38-37? Mahomes throws for 500 yards. Brady barely has a completion percentage above 60. Like, is that?
And he's not the GOAT.
He's
still not the GOAT. Because to me, like I said, that quarterback position is more than just your stats. For me to be a great quarterback, you have to elevate the players around you.
Okay,
everybody play better.
Okay, so he loses 2 Sundays from now, right? Let's just say he loses 2 Sundays from now. Plays great, loses 2 Sundays from now. And then he goes on to continue having this run and this career and maybe wins 2 or 3 more Super Bowls, and Brady retires after this Super Bowl. Is anybody going to think in 2032, yeah, I would put Patrick Mahomes at number one, but he couldn't beat 43-year-old Tom Brady? Like,
yes.
Somebody's going to say that.
Right.
I'm not going to look at it that way. Like, I'm not going to look at it.
My thing is this, though. If Mahomes loses to Brady, Brady can ease, like, there can't be any really argument to say that.
Yeah, I can't even argue against Brady being a GOAT. If Brady wins in 2 weeks, like I said, told y'all in the chat, this man might have a playoff run of him beating Breeze and Rodgers.
But his career is already, but his legacy is already set. Brady's
Hey, Manny, if Brady wins this, I cannot say nothing now. Like, if someone say Brady's the GOAT, I'm gonna be like, well, yeah, he is the GOAT.
But he's But this will make what, seven championships? Like,
yes,
like,
yes.
This, like, is the icing on the cake, though.
Yeah, it's, thank you.
He would have taken out.
It's the super icing.
I don't know.
Yeah,
to me, he would have taken out the three of the top four quarterbacks in the game right now.
Right.
To me, Brady
can't even say nothing about that now.
Brady's the GOAT, regardless of what happens on Sunday, for me.
He is the GOAT, but once he just cements his legacy.
I'm going to say that. I don't give a damn.
Would you say it again?
Ain't my GOAT.
Political leanings aside, I don't care for who he fucking his best friend is, but you know, that aside, you can't argue what that man's done on the football field. I just don't like, oh, now the narrative is Mahomes has to beat Brady to be considered one of the great. Like, no, like he loses, like I said, he loses 38-37, and then for the next 10 years goes on to win five championships and throws for 90,000 yards. No one's going to sit there and think about, well, back in 2021, he couldn't beat 43-year-old Brady. Like, I don't – at least for me, I'm not going to think about it that way.
But man, the knock that we have with LeBron James is what did he do in those titles?
But basketball is different than football. No, they're not necessarily the same arguments.
But your legacy is cemented in the playoffs. Who did you beat? Who did you lose to?
We
make those comparisons and we make those tiers based off of that. And if Brady has beaten everybody in the last two decades who was even somebody in the NFL, Mahomes would have to win 10.
Not only did he leave his conference, he came to the NFC, all the top quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
And then back to his conference and beat up on the little guy that was coming from his crown.
who he already beat in the game his rookie year.
Won't be my GOAT, but
who could write a better story?
I don't look at it really like that. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just I'm unique in that regard. I don't look at it that way. Like, I think because we all know Brady's past his prime, so I don't look like if this was 5 years ago, maybe like I would look at it that way. This matchup to me would have more weight. I just don't look at it right now like that. Like we all know,
but the point you're making is what skews it more in his favor if he wins. The fact that the odds are stacked against him and he's doing this stuff, so that's why Brady.
But is it because I just for 2 hours I've heard that Brady's being carried by defense. So is that to me you can't have it both ways. 2 hours ago he was carried by his defense and he doesn't deserve to be even in the conversation. But now in 2 weeks if he beats Mahomes, Mahomes has no chance ever at the crown because he never beat. Like to me, you picking and choosing what you want to have the narrative be.
Nah, man. If you ask me, most of his Super Bowls he got carried, but that's just me.
What?
At the end of the day, people are gonna be just like how y'all started off. He got the dub. That's all that matters. He got the title. He got the ring. Mm-hmm. That's all that matters. Fuck, man, what happened in the day.
We're not even gonna go down that rabbit hole. He got carried. Okay.
The first three titles. Bro. Was he making touchdown throws? Was somebody kicking?
You want to tell me the first Super Bowl he was probably carried? I'll give you that one. Titles 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, no.
Not only was he carried with half of them, we got two coaches that gave him the other two. Come on, man.
And on top of that, Manny, the NFL literally made a whole rule for this motherfucker just to take it away.
Listen,
years ago.
You do realize who you're speaking to. I'm a Jets fan. Like, nobody has tortured my nightmares. No one's giving me more nightmares than Tom Brady. I get it. I understand it. But I gave up bashing this dude, man. I used to be, oh, he's the system quarterback. Oh, it's Belichick. Yeah. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. Yo, it's Giselle. It's like I used to come up with every excuse in the book to take away from this man's greatness. I just stopped, man. Like the dude just continues to do it. You know, He doesn't have Randy Moss.
This is why racism still exists today. Because somebody's going to just walk away and say, I'm just done with it.
Man, you've been brainwashed. We're trying to bring it to the light. All right. Brady is the most accomplished quarterback of all time, in my opinion. He ain't my GOAT.
All right. Okay, we'll wrap up with this. Who is the GOAT then? Who is your GOAT?
We ain't got time.
We'll find out next Sunday. Tune in next Sunday, man. You gonna see why. Hey, I'm buying a Patty Mahomes jersey on site.
Right.
And I'm getting that little red mohawk. I'm coming on the show.
If I could grow hair, if he beat Brady, I swear I'll grow my hair back.
Oh, man.
Hey, all right. Hey.
What else we got?
We got another one from Arterial Stover. I think I said that right. I was trying to screenshot it because I
couldn't. Stover, what up, Arterial Stover?
Arterial, what it do?
What up, Stover?
What up, y'all? Bills fan here. What do y'all think of Buffalo's primary needs going into this offseason? Thank y'all and much love from Buffalo.
Running back, based off what I saw in the highlights.
That's what I was going to say, too.
I think they need to improve their defense. I don't love their defense. To me, their defense is a little overrated. I know that defense gets a lot of love, and statistically, it's a well-regarded defense. But that defense doesn't scare me. Even when they played the Jets, that defense, I mean, the Jets were even able to move the ball on that defense. So I've never been that impressed with that defense. So to me, I think they need a pass rusher, another pass rusher. They're not far away. So like what we're saying, it's not like they need a lot. I brought this guy up earlier, Von Miller, who's going to be probably a free agent in a couple weeks when all the cuts and stuff happen. If I was Buffalo, I'd be pursuing somebody like Von Miller.
Yeah, I'm with you, Manny. Like I said, whenever someone asks what does the team need, I always say pass rush. You can never go wrong with pass rush. It worked for the Giants. It's worked for the Chiefs. It worked for the Bucks last week. So pass rush.
I think they need to improve the running game. They got to get some relief to Josh Allen, so he doesn't have to make heroic throws all day long. They need some help. He's not going to run that ball effectively as long as Cam Newton did. So in saying that, you need to take some pressure off him by getting in a running game. Singletary is not the answer. Moss is not the answer. You could always use a pass rush. Once again, that's something everybody can use, but I think I would focus on that running back position and getting in a ball carrier that can carry the ball.
Yeah.
Was that it?
That was. I was gonna say one of those running backs from Carolina, maybe expendable. Mike Davis, somebody like that, who has proven to be a good back.
Also a tight end. Mike Davis.
Did y'all not watch Carolina this year? Mike Davis filling in for
Christian McCaffrey. Mike Davis is solid, but he's not.
Mike Davis put up starter numbers filling in for Christian McCaffrey.
They already got two Mike Davises. They got Zach Moss and Singletary.
And neither one of them can touch Mike Davis, sir.
Okay.
Y'all didn't watch Mike Davis.
I think he also needs a tight end. Like for Josh Allen, I think he needs a security blanket.
I think they might have him with Knox. I liked what he was doing.
Knox is okay.
All right, so we had a couple that we missed that we said we would get to. It's not a lot. Some are just questions, super chats I'll read. So Ironic M, shout out to you, brother. That's the one you're talking about, Shelton.
Yeah,
I think that currency is Swedish. We appreciate you, bro.
Shout out to Sweden.
Shout out to Sweden.
Yes, sir.
Nick, take that mask off. You gas problem we was talking about. Right. And then last week, he said, why is FIFO in a coffin? So we appreciate I remember exactly when he said that, too.
Yeah.
We just read it on the air. And then Chris wrote, did you read the one from Chris from today? He said, it was earlier. He said, 10 Super Bowls isn't luck, Nick and Kim.
Please. Yeah, he read that one. You read that okay. one.
10, right. 10 Super Bowl isn't luck. You're right. It's white man's luck. in all honesty, again, I am not here to disrespect Tom Brady. I'm here to do exactly what I'm doing right now. I got 10 toes down, and I'm here to keep it a bean with all y'all. If we want to talk about Tom Brady, let's talk about Tom Brady. Is he the most accomplished quarterback ever? Yes. Does he win games? Yes. But if we're looking in the context of those games, most of those wins, again, Ken talked about one of them. One of them, we literally said that had nothing to do with him winning the game. That was Russell losing the game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Pete Carroll.
Man. Yeah, Pete Carroll.
Yeah. So that's a perfect segue into the super chat we missed last week on the 19th by Alex Campbell. What do y'all think about how the media is rewriting Brady's play based on them winning when he played bad and threw very pickable balls?
Listen to the first 2 hours. We basically covered it. I mean,
yeah, we had to look, Alex. Yeah, we had to deal with that today. Me and Nick was the only one that kept it real with y'all.
We the Leroy's in the room. They don't like us. The chat don't like us. They don't want to hear the truth because it hurt.
We had to go against our own people too. That's the thing.
You got Ken wearing Bucks colors and everything. You're talking about like we just trying to keep the peace.
People basically just say he gave up.
Him and Manny. It's like the White fans when the game is over.
Yeah.
I'm done, man. I'm done. Y'all got it. I'm done. Y'all got it.
If you know what saying today, I believe the fifth.
Yeah. Nah, bro. If Brady wins this one though, I'm not coming on. You're gonna have a cardboard cutout. I'm not coming at all.
Is that bad,
I'm tired of seeing this motherfucker win.
No, low key though, for real, I am too, bro. I said it on my show on Sunday. Like, yo, it's enough, bro. Right, like,
I'll go over it.
And then he playing Bad Boys for Life with him and Grump. I was hot. I'm like, y'all, shit.
They can't even walk. They had the white hip-hop walk, too. You see Bron with that shit? I was like, is he really just being going nowhere? Get the fuck out of here.
Y'all left. Y'all went somewhere. Y'all went to Tampa. Motherfucker, you lucky bastards.
Man.
I'm hating y'all. Y'all know I'm a hater. All right? I'm trying to be objective.
But I'm just fighting the good fight, man. It's Mahomes or die. Mahomes all we got.
I said, this is the blackest team left in that. And they're from Kansas City.
He's the best thing we got to get. I need 8 Super Bowls from Mahomes. I need some.
8 Super Bowls, 5 MVPs, a partridge and a pitcher pantry.
They're still going to say Brady. They're going to find a way, man. They ain't going to let us have it. They ain't going to let us have Mahomes. But if they do, they
talking about he the greatest athlete of all sports.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Ooh. Y'all are just.
Who
is? Oh, man, I'm done. I'm logging off. I'm out.
Who said that?
Who? That's what ESPN is. They got that whole storyboard ready. If Brady wins the Super Bowl, they're gonna be like, he may be the greatest athlete of all sports.
Hey, remember I told you
he's not an athlete.
No, sir.
You said what, Ken? Say it again.
When Brady won like a couple years ago, whatever, I said
Seahawks. I think it was the Seahawks, bro.
Pick one.
They're coming for Jordan.
We can't have shit. This man is undefeated, and they trying to take this guy has 3 losses on his record and say he's better than Jordan. When all I ever heard was the man's undefeated. And whenever he came to LeBron, he's undefeated. He ain't never lost. He never went to a game 7. Now Brady, you know, get to another Super Bowl. Well, and with 3 losses, that shit don't matter. I'm telling you, man, it's a conspiracy.
No.
Don't even pay any attention because we're already giving it too much attention and we're doing what they want us to do. Let's just talk about it.
That's not the case at all. But I am a realist. Brady's a great football player. I'm a realist. He's the GOAT in football right now. But beyond that, that's it. That's just it. I don't know if y'all watch wrestling, but I watched wrestling growing up. I used to wonder how Ric Flair used to win all those matches because he wasn't the biggest, he wasn't the strongest. But he would kind of craft his way to victory all the time. That's who he is. He's the football version of Ric Flair.
That's disrespect to Ric Flair, but let's go.
All right, so next week, we will have our picks. So we'll pick who we think is going to win the Super Bowl. And come back Thursday when we talk about NBA. So some news came out about Lonzo. And something else happened. I can't remember.
I saw that news, and I didn't want to say nothing because there was some Knicks talk in there, and I didn't want to speak that into existence. But go ahead.
That's one story that we got so far as some others. So we'll see you guys Thursday. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for the super chats. We'll catch y'all in 2 days. We out. Peace.
Peace.